Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, as we resume our story, Jimmy Olsen and his little rhymester friend Poco are meeting with some strange experiences in the frozen north. We'll join them in a moment. But right now, here's Dan McCullough.
Most of you probably know that the Curtiss P-40 is one of the most famous series of planes today. But do you know that you can get a really slick model of a P-40F Warhawk without sending in a single penny for it? Not even a box top? Sure. You see, there's a colored cardboard plane model right inside every single package of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And one of the models you can get is the P-40F Warhawk. Now, altogether, there are 14 different models you can get. 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American ones. And among them are exciting planes like the C-69 Constellation, the Russian Yak-4, the British Whirlwind Fighter, and the Vought Excalibur Navy Transport. What's more, on the back of each model, you get a lot of important dope about that particular plane, as well as a list of pointers on how to spot it. So, gang, if you haven't yet started your own squadron of Pep model planes, don't waste any more time. Be sure your mother gets you a package of Pep tomorrow. See which plane model you find inside. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman. When the plastic space shell carrying Jimmy Olsen and Poco crashed in the snowbank near the North Pole, our friends were rescued by 2 Eskimos, a brother and sister named Utak and Nulia. The Eskimos explained that their barren territory was now controlled by brutal German soldiers who had arrived in planes and whose mission was unknown. Just then, the barking of dogs signaled the approach of several sleds, and Nulia reported that they carried German soldiers. As we continue now in the Eskimos' igloo, the injured Jimmy and Poco have struggled to sitting positions, and Utak and his sister stand by as a German officer and his aide, the latter holding a gun, stride into the snow house. Listen.
Corporal, remain here at the entrance.
Ja, Herr Colonel.
Good day, Fräulein Nulia.
Semuk, Colonel Van Gessen.
And good day to you, Herr Utak.
Semuk.
We were passing and I thought perhaps Fräulein Nulia would serve me a cup of tea. Oh, I did not know you.
I could die for shame.
Oh, forget it, Poco. It was a tough break, that's all. Anyway, the dog sleds weren't on the other side of the wall where Utak thought they were.
How unfortunate, Olsen. And how unfortunate, too, that your rocket ship was empty of fuel.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Your rocket ship is interesting. Most interesting. Particularly the revolving shell. As if it had been designed to create friction whilst flying through space. Of course, we know that spatial travel is as yet impossible.
No, it down.
But your rocket ship presents interesting possibilities. Who knows? It may even help us to defeat you in the next war, if we do not learn how to use it in this.
There isn't going to be another war with Germany.
You think not?
I know it. When we lick you this time, you're going to stay licked.
Do not talk so big. You have not yet defeated us.
It won't be long now. The Russians are almost in Berlin, and our armies are closing in from the west.
But in another week or two, after I have sunk hundreds more of your ships and drowned tens of thousands of your troops, you will beg us to make peace.
After you've sunk... Say, what are you talking about?
You sound strange. His mind is deranged.
What's that?
An explosion, as we've heard before. I've counted now at least a score.
There it goes again.
Yeah, Olsen.
Tries to get away, you hunt him down on your planes and shoot them.
So, Fräulein Nulia and Herr Utak have had much to say.
Naka, we said nothing.
I do not believe you, Fräulein. And I think you have forgotten something else. That your aged father is in our custody.
Do not harm him. Please, we meant no harm.
Do not debase yourself before these evil ones, Nulia. Hey, we did help the Kabluna. They fell from the sky, as I have said. And we gave them shelter. Is there wrong in that?
Why did you hide them?
We did not hide them.
Sure not. They were gonna...
Fortunately, you were seen bringing them to your igloo. You know my orders. If a stranger is observed in this territory, it is to be reported to me at once.
Well, that's what they were gonna do, Colonel.
As soon as we could walk, Utak and Nulia were going to take us to your place.
That is true. To deliver us to you.
You are bad liars, both of you. You came here secretly in your weird rocket ship planning to conspire with Utak and his sister.
Naka, Naka, Colonel Von Gerson.
We did not. We never heard of Utak and Nulia before. We just happened to crash here because we ran out of gas.
That too is true.
You lie. You are American intelligence men.
Oh, you're crazy. I'm a newspaper reporter. I work for the Daily Planet in Metropolis. And Poco is Mr. White's cook.
Let me see your papers of identification.
Sure. Here's my wallet.
Give it to me.
Oh, nice polite guy. Grabbing it out of my hands.
Would be better friend Jim to speak.
Nulia, who conspired with you.
Oh, but I tell you, Utak and Nulia didn't conspire with
us. Silence! I say they did. This will teach the other Eskimos how useless is any resistance to us. I will open the door for you so you may see the firing squad.
Wait a minute. Now listen, Colonel.
You wish to beg for mercy, Olsen?
No, I don't. Come on, Poco.
Fading's no good. His heart is wood.
Not wood. Iron. We Germans are made of iron. You hear that? And we are made of ice and dynamite, too. Ha, ha, ha. Go to your death, Schweinhunden.
I guess this is it, Poco.
Yes, my friend. We've reached the end.
Ha, 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 ha. Goodbye, Americans. May the devil greet you. Ha, 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 ha.
Stepping out into the bitter Arctic cold, Jimmy and Poco march across the snow-packed compound to where the Nazi firing squad awaits them. Meanwhile, hurtling northward above the sea, Superman scans all below him. Ah, there's another iceberg filled with explosives. Down and smash it. Down! That does it. Now, up into the north.
Out in the firing squad. Behind the evil one's igloo pack.
Oh, then what?
I will tell you at the time. Now, stop. Nulia! Nulia!
What's keeping her?
Nulia! It is I, Utak!
Oh, misery. Where can she be?
Nulia!
Holy smokes, not so loud. See, friend James, the Germans look. Now surely they'll get us on the hook.
No. I turned away. Oh, boy. Here she comes.
Utak, what do you do in the evil one's uniform?
Not so loud, Nulia. Ask no questions, Nulia. Walk with our Kabluna friends to the wall.
What, Utak?
We seek to escape from the evil one. Walk straight to where the wall turned.
Come on, Nulia.
But how can we escape? It is madness.
The wall is low, not as high as our shoulders. And on the other side of the wall are the dogs and sleds.
What? You mean we're going to climb over the snow wall?
Hey, and very swiftly, before we can be fired upon by the evil one's guns.
But even if we reach the sleds, the evil ones will hunt us down in their planes and then torture us, as they did others of our people.
Oh, sorrow. Oh, woe.
It's better to take that chance than be stood up against a wall and shot, isn't it, Nulia?
Hey, but
we come to the wall. When I say so, run suddenly and cast yourself over.
Okay, but hey, wait. Poco's pretty short. The wall is as high as his head.
Jesus, I have forgotten. But I will help him.
Thank you. Thank you, my newfound friend.
This is no time for poetry, Poco.
Now then.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kent.
Hello, Jim. How are you, Chief?
Stop interrupting.
What?
Go on, Olsen. You say Superman turned the Nazis over to the Eskimos?
Uh-huh. He said the Eskimos could hold trials for the Nazis and do whatever they wanted. He said that was only fair because it was the Eskimos' land and Nazis had invaded and enslaved them, and now the Eskimos were liberated. It was up to them to settle their own affairs.
Well, I think Superman did exactly right.
Nice of you to say so, Chief.
Are you being sarcastic, Kent?
Who, me?
Yes, you. And that reminds me, where have you been for the past 24 hours?
I was looking for Jim and Poco.
Looking for them where? In my backyard?
Well, not exactly, no.
Well, that's the last place I saw you.
Well,
and while you were beating the bushes around my house for Olsen and Poco, they were at the North Pole.
Yes, I know.
You know?
Yes. And I know about Superman defeating the Nazis' latest secret weapon, the hot iceberg.
Oh, hot icebergs. That's pretty good, Mr. Kent.
You would think so, Olsen.
How'd
you know about it, Kent?
I was here when Superman brought Jim and Poco back in the space shell a couple of hours ago, while you and Lois were still looking for them. Where is Poco, by the way?
What's the difference where that half-pint pipsqueak is? He went home to clean the house and cook my dinner. That's where he is.
Oh, so you're a slave to your stomach, eh?
Who's a slave to his stomach?
You're a slave to your stomach. You said Poco was out of his mind and you wouldn't have him around anymore.
You reap a tip for all of us. You know, gang, it isn't every day that you discover a really super breakfast treat that's mighty good for you as well as mighty grand tasting. That's why I want to tip you off to that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, because it really fills the bill on both counts. You see, those crisp golden whole wheat flakes have so much hearty come-back-for-more flavor that folks who try them are bound to feel mighty well treated. What's more, Pep's really good for you as well as downright delicious. But that's not all. No, sir, there's an exciting prize inside every single Pep package. It's a model plane made of colored cardboard that's just as easy as pie to put together. Now, altogether, there are 14 different models you can get. 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American ones. And on the back of each model, you get a lot of valuable pointers on how to spot that particular plane. Best of all, you don't have to send in a single penny for these planes, not even a box stop. There's a model right inside every Pep package. Gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of Pep tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. As Jimmy Olsen and Poco were recaptured by the Germans, Superman has returned to the American base on Iceland after many hours over the stormy...
Really, look at this.
I'll submerge when I'm good and ready.
And when will you be ready?
I'm ready now. We'll submerge.
That's just what I said. Submerge. A sensitive man, Nicodemus. Very sensitive.
Meanwhile, as the multi-depth submarine prepares to submerge, Superman arrives and hovers over it, suddenly realizing that he has a seemingly insoluble problem on his hands.
Now, what in the world am I going to do about this? How can I return aboard the submarine as Clark Kent without somehow explaining that I'm not dead? They all saw the German U-boat commander shoot me, and they saw me fall into the ocean and sink from view. I am in a spot. Probably the worst spot in my entire career. I wonder how in the world I can get myself out of this.
Yes, how is Superman going to get himself out of this one? How can he possibly arrive aboard the submarine as Clark Kent when the others saw Kent topple from the deck and sink beneath the waves, apparently shot dead? Well, let's leave it to Superman to figure out, and let's be with him tomorrow to see how he does it. And be sure...
I'm not interested, Beanie. I just got strict orders.
What do you mean?
Orders from the chief.
What kind of orders?
Well, we can't go out on stories anymore without his okay.
Oh, well, this ain't really a story, Jim. It's just a
Look, I said I'm not interested, Beanie. How many times do I have to tell you?
Okay, brush me off if you want it, but maybe you'll be sorry. This guy may be a goofus, but if he ain't a goofus, then it's the McCoy.
What? I don't get it.
Never mind. Forget all about it. Just forget all about it.
Okay, so I'll forget it.
Shrugging, Jimmy continues on his way to Lois Lane's office, little realizing that the scrap of paper Beanie holds in his hand is the strange key to a baffling mystery.
A lot's going to happen beginning Monday, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep.